In the latest update from the Ministry of International Trade and Industry Malaysia, we finally have a list of business sectors that will be allowed to open during the extended MCO period under the newly prescribed guidelines. This decision was made to allow the national economy to continue at a productive pace, while ensuring a minimization of unemployment as a result of the MCO. This decision was made jointly through discussions with the ministry itself, the Ministry of Finance, Khazana Nasional, and Bank Negara. For businesses that are eligible to operate during this period, they will have to register with the ministry at www.miti.gov.my. Only applicants that abide by the stipulated regulations as per the ministry's statement will be processed, and businesses will be able to apply for permission by 13 April 2020, 9 a.m. The applicable industries are as follows: automotive industry limited to complete build unit cars, automotive equipment and parts, as well as after sales service, tools and machinery industry, aerospace industry, services related to science and technology, and professional sectors including research and development, limited to oil and gas, COVID-19 research, legal services, lab testing is only allowed for these relevant industries, social health services including registered traditional medicine centers, limited to those registered with the Traditional and Contemporary Medicine Association, hardware shops, appliance and electronic shops, and optical shops, but only limited to wholesale and retail activities. Barbers, limited to haircuts only, laundry shops, limited to full-service laundry shops only, and not self-service, and construction projects and services relevant to construction, projects where G1 and G2 contractors are main contractors. Projects that have achieved 90% physical completion. Tunneling works, sloping works, emergency works in relation to contractual obligations, irrigation, cleaning works, as well as works that prevent the infestation of pests, works that if not completed, may present physical harm. Building projects with an IBS score of 70 and above. Construction works where living quarters and facilities are provided to construction workers. Professional services related to the construction industry such as architects, city planners, site surveyor, quantity surveyor, project managers, facilities managers, and others. All businesses who apply for operation during MCO or to abide by all guidelines and standard operating procedure as stipulated by the MCO as well as the Ministry of Health. All businesses will also be subject to tightly scrutinized movement control to prevent the spreading of COVID-19. Failure to abide by the law will result in an immediate withdrawal of operation permission, as well as legal action being taken upon said business. Also read, breaking, MCO will be extended until 28 April 2020, says PM. You have reached the end of this story.